This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Barbara J. Hunt, the best-selling author of Forgiveness Made Easy, The Revolutionary Guide to Moving On from Your Past and Truly Letting Go. She's a forgiveness specialist working internationally with clients one-to-one, as well as therapist at Vital Detox Retreats, the UK's leading physical and emotional detox retreat. Barbara, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Thank you very much for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. So as we key in on forgiveness, why is forgiveness so good for our overall health?
Well, it's really because it benefits not just our mental and emotional health, but it also impacts on our physical health. Lots of people don't realize the stress that they're carrying when they're feeling that they're not forgiving somebody. And it can take a real toll on the health. And the markers for health, things like sleeping well and peace of mind and low blood pressure and all of those physiological markers are impacted by whether or not you're holding onto your resentments. And there's more and more studies that are being released, which is very encouraging, actually, for those of us who are working in the forgiveness field, because we see real results with people who are able to let go of really old baggage, if you like. And we're even seeing a relationship between weight loss and the emotional weight that you lose when you let go of your resentment and resolve your past.
Barbara, why do you think it's so hard for us to forgive? What have you seen from your experience in dealing with patients?
Well, there's a combination of reasons. And one of the first ones is that we sometimes don't know that we're holding on to resentment in the first place. We don't recognize that that's actually a problem. And sometimes we don't even like to admit that we're holding resentment. If we think of ourselves as kind people or good people, we tend to try to avoid thinking that we're holding on to resentment. And if we think that something's in the past, we think we've resolved it, and actually we may well be holding on to more resentment than we think we are. And there are five major obstacles to why we find it so hard to forgive, and that was really where I was interested in coaching my clients through forgiveness, authentic forgiveness, and really looking at, well, where do people get stuck? Why do we find forgiveness so hard? You know, the idea of forgiveness is in all the major religions, and it's a secular ethics practice. That's what the Dalai Lama calls those kinds of practices that help us to live better together. And so we tend to underestimate the power of forgiveness, and so the obstacles. You know, it's like even knowing, you know, that we're holding on to resentment is a very important blind spot that we sometimes have. And then the other is the other sort of first one that we encounter is not really being sure what forgiveness means. Sometimes we have religious teachings in our background, or we have an idea of what forgiveness means, but sometimes we make a mistake and think that it means letting people off the hook, or accepting behavior that's unacceptable, or putting ourselves in a position of vulnerability. And so I think there's so many, it's almost like you can see all the reasons why we don't forgive that get in the way of us even believing that we need to, even without knowing all the benefits that have to our physical and emotional health, and also to the health of our relationships.
I know we're limited on time, but you mentioned obstacles earlier. Touch on what are the five biggest obstacles to forgiveness?
Well, yes. Thanks. So the first one is having a definition. So actually knowing what forgiveness is and what forgiveness isn't. And like I said, believing that it's going to make you vulnerable is another one of the major obstacles. And the definition that I like to use for forgiveness, and I use this in my book, and this comes from one of my teachers, a guy called K. Brad Brown. And his definition of forgiveness is, it's the absolute refusal to hold ill will against someone for what they did or didn't do. And I'll say it again because it's really important. It's the absolute refusal to hold ill will against someone for what they did or didn't do. And that in and of itself, having that definition can be very helpful because it's very specific. It's not, you're not waiting for another person to make amends or to apologize. You realize that the ill will is something that you're holding on to, and so you're the one who can choose whether or not you hold it or whether you let it go. So the power is yours. And then also, it's for something that people do or don't do. We hold resentment usually because something's happened to us. Sometimes it's more than one thing. Sometimes there's lots of little grievances that add up, especially in our family relationships and with our spouses and with our children and our colleagues. The little things, the daily little grievances and grudges, they build up and they become like a barrier between us and the free flow of our connections. And so those are two of the so not having a definition, and then the fear of making yourself vulnerable, putting yourself in a vulnerable position, can be those are two of the first five. I don't know if I've got time to do any more than that.
Certainly do appreciate that information today. We are with Barbara J. Hunt, the best-selling author of Forgiveness Made Easy, The Revolutionary Guide to Moving On from Your Past and Truly Letting Go, here on eHealth Radio's Emotional Health and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Barbara, how might forgiveness transform our listeners' experience of the holiday season?
Well, I always like to talk about forgiveness around the holiday season because often we're spending time with loved ones or members of family who we may just be tolerating rather than loving very much. And often things come up that you realize that you haven't aired during the year. And sometimes we're in a position where we're with family members where there may be a lot of history. And in fact, in my book, one of the things I write is like a little Christmas story, which is about a family who bring their resentments to the Christmas table, but they're in the form of old remnants of food. It's supposed to be lighthearted and a little bit amusing because that is what it's like, that we bring our grievances back to our families, particularly our families of origin. And also because this is the season supposedly of goodwill and peace on earth. And I have my vision, really, Bill Gates had a vision of a computer on every desk. And my vision is of forgiveness in every heart, because we can't really do very much about the state of the world. You know, the governments are doing what they do, but we as individuals have all that power to choose to not hold any ill will in our own hearts. And it sounds a bit simplistic and maybe even a little bit naive, but actually, if you choose to let go of your resentment against your family members, against your colleagues, and even against, the body, maybe you have resentments against the weather or resentments against helicopters or resentments against the government, you know, whatever it is, you can still do your forgiveness work. And the thing about forgiveness is, even though you're choosing to not hold on to the ill will, you still are able to act. You can take a stand for justice. Nelson Mandela and all these kinds of exemplars of how you can take a stand whilst also not holding on to ill will. You can even get divorced without holding ill will. You can make a fair separation, like a conscious uncoupling, without holding on to the resentment. And so this time of the season of goodwill and the potential for peace on earth is a really good time for us to do our forgiveness work. And one of the things that I would do if I was going home to visit family members that I haven't seen for a long time and I was realizing maybe I was carrying a bit of resentment, that I would do my forgiveness work before I went home. And it is amazing, actually, how differently you feel on the inside, even if the other people aren't, they're not any different. It's just that you will get irritated less if you choose to do your forgiveness work. It's very powerful.
It certainly is. And Barbara, why do you call forgiveness a latent superpower? What's the potential that you see here?
Well, like I said, it is like a latent superpower because we don't really realize what a difference that would make. If you are truly not holding on to your ill will against any person or anything, you're really free. You're free, you know, like I said at the beginning, your physiological health is much improved because you're not carrying stress, you're not staying awake, you know, at night thinking about, you know, what's going on and, you know, how can you get revenge? You know, you're not bothered by those kinds of things and you're still taking effective action, but you're doing it with an open heart. And so it's like a superpower that all human beings have. You know, we have compassion. We have the ability to choose to let go. We have the ability to work together to create a different kind of experience on Earth. And we don't necessarily choose to do that. So that's why I call it a latent superpower. But it really is a superpower, because if you think of all the benefits, not just physical, but it could transform your relationships with your colleagues. It frees up your creativity because you're no longer sort of battling against people. You haven't got a big build-up of resentment between you and the people that you're working with to find solutions. And so it would, and it transforms your relationship with your kids as well. You know, I've done the forgiveness process on my son, you know, repeatedly during, you know, his life as he grew up, because there would be different times in his life when I would be feeling resentful about our relationship or the things that he was doing or wasn't doing. And so it's just, I think of it like it's a superpower, but it's also like a mental health, a bit like you go to your hygienist or your dentist for checkups. It's the same kind of technique where you periodically, you take your emotional trash out.
Barbara, some really good information here today, and good to focus in on forgiveness no matter what time of year it is. And we really appreciate all the information that you've shared with us today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share with the listeners today?
Thanks, Eric. I just like to invite everybody, all your listeners, to make forgiveness part of your weekly mental health and spiritual health practices. You know, you can start by writing down a list of everyone and everything you need to forgive, and then just get to work.
And Barbara, if folks wanted to be in touch or get more information on your retreats or your book, where could they find further details?
Yes, if they go to the website and they look up forgivenessmadeeasy.co.uk, that's .co.uk, because I'm based in the UK. But I, like I said, like you said, I work internationally via Skype or over the telephone if people want to do one-to-one work with me. And they can also look up vitaldetox.com, which is the retreat that I work on a few times a year, and come along and do a week intensive.
Barbara, all the best, and thanks so much for focusing in on forgiveness and for being with us here today. We'll certainly include links within the show notes of this broadcast per our conversation. And again, thanks so much for joining us here today on the Health Radio. Happy holidays.
Thank you for your time too. Thanks, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Barbara J. Hunt, the best-selling author of Forgiveness Made Easy, the revolutionary guide to moving on from your past and truly letting go. And for further details, visit forgivenessmadeeasy.co.uk. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the Health Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.